This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is 11:1:20. And this is a short word. It's called God Does Not Speak Lightly. I've learned that about the Lord back in the 90s when I said the Lord showed me the way He wanted me to eat and everything. I still went on for 20 years and did diets and this and that and other. And I thought, Lord, I didn't get it, did I? I missed it. I missed that. Your impression on me of what you expected me to do, I didn't do it. You know, we forget, but God doesn't forget. He doesn't forget. The Lord says this, I do not speak lightly, and the words that I speak do not return unto me void. So He will bring it up, and bring it up, and bring it up, and bring it up until you finally get it. Because He wants to work it and accomplish it in your life. I have spoken words to you, but you have forgotten them. I do not forget them. I give you my words to help you live on a life abundantly. Return to those words. They are like guidestones for your life. Guidestones. And they will keep you on the path of life. We wonder why we have so much trouble and we've gone through so much. It's because we've got off the guidestones. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I do not do evil. That is from the evil one. When you get off the guidestones, you subject yourself to the evil one. Isn't this what I just talked about in the previous teaching? Be careful. Only in this one thing, listen carefully to my words and do them, and it will keep you on the straight and narrow path. I'm going to look at a few scriptures here to kind of give you an example. The first one is Exodus chapter 4. I actually had this word earlier in the month, but I didn't feel the release to give it until today. And I can see why. Exodus 4:21, and this is after Moses, the Lord met with Moses in the burning bush and lays down the whole plan to Moses. Verse 21, he is on his way to Egypt, and this happened. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. It came to pass by the way in the end that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, surely a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and he met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. Now, I know that's kind of an unusual bit of scripture, but it's very obvious that God had dealt with Moses about circumcising his son, but he didn't do it. And God didn't try to kill him, it was Satan. He tried to take him out because he had not obeyed the Lord. So he got off the guide stones. I said, Lord, why didn't you tell him when y'all's doing the bush thing? No, the Lord let him go ahead and go through whatever he went through to find out, well, you need to make adjustments in this area. That's the way he works. You learn your lesson. And then when you learn your lesson, you don't forget the lesson because usually the lesson was pretty hard. All right, 1 Kings. Chapter 13. The Lord doesn't change his mind, it says. He's not like men. He's not fickle. He does not change his mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is chapter 13 of 1 Kings. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. It came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which he had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay hold on him, and his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. Now we're talking about wanting the power. Learn to flow in the Spirit, wanting the power. You talking about wanting the power? There's a responsibility for that power. You saw what the prophet did. This man's hand turned to like leprosy or something, shriveled up or whatever. I don't know what you call that. Because he didn't like what the prophet said. He stretched forth his hand to stop him and his hand withered up. Now you see the power of God working in the prophet here. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of God. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord. The king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. If God cannot get you to do the things that he has told you to do, that he does not speak lightly about, and you discard them, and you don't do them, how can he trust you with the power? This is the Lord talking to you, not Carla, okay? Even though he's using me. You're wanting the power. Oh, Lord, it's in the power just now. Well, there's a double-edged sword. I've already talked to you about this on a couple occasions, about the power of the Lord is a two-edged sword, the judgment side and the glory side. I don't say this to scare you, but my emphasis about what the Lord tells us to do, let's get in it and let's adjust our lives and do it so he can give us the power, and it's good. Because I don't think we know what we're asking for sometimes. And maybe we're not ready. Yeah. And the king said unto the man of God, Come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. The man of God said unto the king, If thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, Eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Jesus said, I don't operate independently of my Father. I do what my Father says do. I don't do anything else. And it's the Father in me doing the works. This prophet, when he did what he said, when he said whatever with the hand, it said it was through the word of the Lord. It was through God's power. Not the man, it was the power of God in him. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Then they sold also to their father, and their father said unto them, What way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, Saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, Art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, Come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord that thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art, and an angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back unto thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. Be careful who you listen to. That's just all I got to say. Be careful who you listen to, because everybody's saying something different. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back, and he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandments which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back, and hast eaten bread and drunken water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, Eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he had gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast into the way, and the ass stood by, and the lion also stood by the carcass. So what's the point in all this? When we don't obey the things the Lord tells us to obey, this is part of walking, learning to walk in the Spirit, flow in the Spirit, then the devil can come in and do things. Did God kill the prophet? No. He opened the door to the devil. See, he had the power of God working in him too. But he went against what the Lord said, and so the devil could come in and do something. My point here is not to scare you today, but this is real warfare that we're in. This isn't silly playing church. All right. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's what happened right here. All right.